Now, I spoke to Will Toledo from Car Seat Headrest last week because they've got a brand new album which is out on Friday. It's called The Scholars. This chat is in two parts, so we just get a bit of background and some general questions in this first part, and then in the second part we chat about the album. So here you go. This is Will Toledo, front person, creative force behind Car Seat Headrest. How do you define what you do, and how did you come to do it?
Well, I guess in terms of my career, I'm a musician, and it's something I've done non-professionally for, I suppose, my whole life. Even before I knew how to play music, I was kind of writing fake songs. There are a few saved from, you know, when I was probably like first grade or something, just kind of gibberish. I was into the Beatles, and so I wrote my own version of I Am the Walrus a few times. You can do anything in a song. And then I learned to play guitar I was 13 or 14 years old, and just kind of applied the same mentality and gradually started writing songs that maybe could be performed, were more like real songs. And so by 17 or 18, I was recording stuff on the computer and started Car Seat Headrest around that time, just as a Bandcamp page to put up what I was recording. And just kind of went from there. I did that through my college years, the next 4 years. And shortly after that, my label, Matador, found the music and got interested in it. So that's been more of a professional career ever since. And around the same time, I moved to Seattle and found the rest of the band here. So sort of getting signed and joining together with the band were sort of the final steps to make it a real thing.
Describe your first musical memory.
Wow. I'm not even sure if I can, because I feel like just very early, as early as I can remember, there's been music. I do have a memory early on of a 4th of July celebration where there was a lot of Beatles music playing. So my youth was kind of saturated in older music.
Describe your best musical memory to date.
Well, that one was pretty good. As far as musical memories that I was active in as a performer, I've played a few times with the artist Jandek, and they just do an improvised set every time. They get different musicians every time. And so I've played a couple of them with like sort of an electronic setup. They were playing with a drum machine guy. And then the most recent one, we went to Portland and played, and that was the first time I did it with them with a live setup, with drums and bass. And it's just always very special. I really like improvising on stage. We don't do that a lot with our band because the rest of the band is not so interested in it, and I don't know if our fans are interested in it either. But Jandek's always been a very experimental project, and so it was a very special time, and hopefully it can happen again to just completely improvise a show on stage.
Where do you feel artistic progression leads?
Well, I think it could lead anywhere. I think if you're really interested, my experience has been interest in artistic progression has led towards interest in developing myself, working on my own personal weaknesses and moving past them. Because I think, especially as a writer, if you're just writing based on the sort of mode that you are in when you start writing music, you get kind of trapped in a hole very quickly. So it's like, how do I expand? How do I make the next album interesting and new? And to me, the answer has always been sort of look broader, challenge more of my own expectations, and be just a better listener and less judgmental. And then more and more stuff will come in. And that plus just practice, practicing music, practicing listening, you know, all of those things help me as a person. And then they also end up helping me as an artist as well.
How do you define success?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of interesting, because I think for a while I was interested in, more in career success and musical success, which I think I would define as nice big numbers on streaming platforms, money coming in that's enough to support me and the band, and the ability to do different things, you know, to take time off if needed, you know. And now I'm kind of looking at that and challenging that as far as, you know, does it need to be financial? Maybe there's more important ways to be successful in life. And so it's, you know, with the new record coming up, it's a bit of a balancing act, because certainly everyone around me in the record label hopes it's financially successful. But I've been sort of staying out of it a little bit more. And outside of interviews, I haven't really been in touch with how the album, you know, release is going. I've been trying to stay in my own bubble and just work on myself more.
Describe something you haven't created yet that you would like to create.
It's an interesting question, because right now I'm in a mode where I'm actually creating quite a lot. It's kind of occupying all of my brain space, because we have a Patreon where we update every month, and I've been putting out new songs every month. So that's been kind of, you know, for the first time in a while, I haven't really had a big ambition about an album beyond this. But I will say that one, the Buddhist monk that I watch a lot has been asking recently, saying that someone should make an opera about Buddhism or the Buddha. So if the time comes to make the next record, that might be one of the things on my list.
Excellent. Now, another heavy hitting question. What do you believe is the most essential function of art?
I think to reveal truths that are a little hard to put into words. You know, I think there's only so much about this life and about this universe that you can really put into a logical frame. There's a lot that exists beyond that. And I think art, you know, I think what good art does is bridge that gap, where you're able to get a sort of sense of something that goes beyond things that you can express in an easy way. It sort of expands our language of what this life is like.
And the last of this list of questions, what's something non-musical that you're looking forward to?
I think the summer, although we're almost here at this point. Warm weather is pretty much here. And it's just going to get hotter and hotter from here. So maybe I'm not looking forward that much to summer. You know, looking forward to the next couple weeks at least.
Will Toledo there. Here we go. Oh, someone's picked up the printer. Will Toledo from Car Seat Headrest. That was part one. We got part two. They've got a forthcoming album, which is out on Friday. It's called The Scholars. We're going to play a tune from the record. This is CCF. I'm going to stay with you. It's a big old long jam. It's 8 minutes. Oh, it's so moody. CCF, I'm going to stay with you, brand new from Car Seat Headrest. The Scholars, their new album's out on Friday. Here's part two of my chat with the creative force behind Car Seat Headrest, Will Toledo. Now on to the album. The Scholars is out next week. You've described The Scholars as the most bottom-up project Car Seat Headrest has done. What does that mean in practice, and how did that approach shape the album's sound?
I think, you know, part of what it means is just really starting with a blank slate. A lot of our previous records, the band had come in and I already had like a backlog of stuff that I wanted to put into an album. So this was the first time where like I really didn't have any preconceptions of what the album was going to be, because we had just put out our last record and then the pandemic started. So we didn't really have a lot to go on after that. We kind of just had to start from square one with a record, new record. So I just started thinking about it for a while, trying to develop ideas of what that might look like. And conceptually landed on a few things. You know, I wanted it to have more of a conceptual drive where it's taking you somewhere else and telling some sort of story, even if it's not necessarily a very straightforward narrative. And so brewing on that for a while, and then when it came to the music, we had agreed for the first time to really work on stuff together. So we were all going into the practice space and just jamming out, just seeing what would happen. So a lot of those the musical seeds happened while we were together.
Recording mostly in analog this time around is a rather big shift for you guys. What were the creative or emotional reasons behind moving away from digital tools for the record?
Well, it was kind of natural, and we still used plenty of computers, you know. But it was dictated by how we were creating, which was again, going into that practice space and just trying to make something that organic together. You know, we weren't worried about anything other than trying to make it sound good as a group. And so just from us being human beings and playing our instruments, it had a sort of more analog basis. You know, just it was made the way older records are made, where it's crafted through the song rather than being stuck on a computer right away. So once we had those core pieces that were all made out of the way that we were playing together, it made sense to just take it straight into the studio and try and recreate what we were doing in the practice space. So just, you know, by the end of it, we're working on a computer, but it felt much more like how I would imagine that older process to be, where you're just crafting stuff within the band, then taking it to the studio to track it.
Could you talk us through the album's concept?
Yeah, so there's this fictional university called Parnassus University somewhere in America, and it's kind of got this strange mix of modern elements and very old and Renaissance and medieval elements to it. But basically, there are these two factions there. There's the sort of proper university campus, which is well established. It's got a good reputation. It's sort of based on the Western canon. It upholds the classics, etc. Bastion of higher learning. And then on the other hand, you have this clown college nearby, which kind of sprung out of the main college, but it's a college of ill repute. It's kind of letting anyone in. There's a lot going on there that the main university doesn't approve of. So they kind of are clashing more and more. And what this album is a series of songs, and each song is a character just living in that environment and sort of deciding where their alliances are or what they're trying to do. So there's sort of a larger narrative going on in the background, but really song by song, what you have is characters just talking about what they're going through, you know, all sort of college-aged.
Musically, as far as theatrical traditions go, you've got obviously Bowie and The Who have worked a lot in the concept realm. Were there any unexpected influences that made their way into the album as it took shape?
Yeah, well, the whole thing kind of started with classical music. And I grew up listening to The Who, so that was always sort of something I understood could be possible. But, you know, I knew rock operas from them, but I didn't know actual operas until I started working on this record. And so that kind of opened up more of a possibility in my mind of doing it this way. And you know, looking at the way that they did it back then, looking at how a story can come together on stage and what you can kind of get away with when there's music involved. It was actually the Nutcracker which gave me the idea for having it be character by character, because the second half of the Nutcracker is pretty much that. It's just one character comes on, does a dance, then the next character comes on and does a dance. And so, you know, once you're halfway through, there's not a lot of plot, but because you have all these people coming out and then at the end they all do a dance together, it still feels like you've kind of gone somewhere. So it's like, I don't know if I can do a full story, but something like that seems doable.
And one last question for you. What does The Scholars represent to you personally compared to your past records?
I think, as I said, it was more of a band effort, so I think it represents a step in our discography where I'm more of a taking a more directorial role. I'm taking stuff home, sort of culling through it to see what can work. It was really just a very enjoyable way to put together a record where everyone is just throwing ideas into the pot. And there's this sort of loose concept that's gradually getting dialed in as we work. And so it's, you know, it seems like a potential model that we could easily use again if we have another 5 years.
Will Toledo from Car Seat Headrest here on 95BFM. Brand new album, Scholars, out on Friday.
Radio Beach!